Kane Brown, Miles on it on B105. It's the Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. Welcome to Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
We made it to Wednesday so far.
We have.
Yeah, been a busy week. Lots going on. We got a lot happening here. We got the Northland Free Money Payday back again for another week.
Yeah, well, only for like 48 more hours.
Yeah, so Friday when we draw on the last winner for this Northland Free Money Payday. So make sure you get your entries in right now on the B105 app, and we'll be doing that soon.
Mm-hmm.
And we got the B105 Buzz. What's happening? We'll have that coming up next. You got something ready for that?
Yeah, I'm excited to talk about it.
Is it when you thought Luke Combs was coming to Canada near you?
Okay.
We can talk about that later. B105, and we have the B105 Buzz brought to you by East Central Energy, member owned, homegrown, community focused since 1936. What's up, Lauren?
So, we have talked about this a few months ago. There is a tiki bar coming to Duluth. It is called the Club One Under Rooftop Tiki Bar, and it's Club One Under's tiki bar, obviously, hence the name, but it's going to be overlooking Lake Superior. And they're doing a big grand opening. So that'll be Friday, June 12th. That kicks off at 3 o'clock with a ribbon cutting. There will be samples, raffle drawings, prizes, all of that fun stuff. By the way, located in Vickers. And so, yeah, I've been wondering when it's going to open.
It looks like a high class. Got nice furniture there. Got a little fire
pit. So this is a rendering of what they want the vibes to be like. So this isn't the exact photo of it, but they said this is the vibe we're going for. This is what it should look like. And they were hoping to open in like mid-May. So they're actually doing well because construction on things takes forever. So
yeah, you want to be out for the summer, though. But all right, cool. Right. Check it out. They got a bunch of simulators in there, too, besides golf simulators now. I guess they have a racing simulator in there, Club One Under. And they also have like a flight simulator. So I got to go check it out.
And there will be like free golf that you can do there during this grand opening and and all that. So all take advantage.
Yeah, cool. I'll mention this. The North Shore Scenic Railroad, they're teaming up with Famous Dave's. They're doing barbecue, summer barbecue under the sky view this summer. So you can do these trips up and down North Shore. You get Famous Dave's barbecue.
Okay.
And then
you
get under the sky dome so you can see everything.
Yeah. I love
Perfect for a date night. You probably want to
take your bride there.
Double date night, though, because otherwise, because they have tables of four, and if it's a book, they're gonna pair you with somebody else. So maybe a good way to meet somebody new.
Maybe.
You know, like a new couple.
Yeah.
Maybe you find a new friend.
Maybe.
You know? They should do like a barbecue date night, like singles night. But then again, barbecue's not good for, like, barbecue ribs probably not good on a first date, right?
No, that would be kind of like hard to eat and messy, so.
It'd be a no for you. Yeah.
And that would just be, no. No.
Okay, anyway, read about those stories and more at B105 app right now or on our Facebook page. We got Dasha next. Dasha and Austin on B105, Northland's number one for new country. So today we got some, I'm looking at today in Superior, 76.
Delicious.
Not delicious. Oh, and then we got rain coming overnight.
I said delicious because as you said that, I was looking at a story that I wrote about and I was hungry.
That was weird. I thought for a second, what was it?
No, because I'm on our website and I glanced and I did something about how Gordy's has a new burger. And as you said that, my eyes looked at the photo and
delicious.
I was like,
delicious.
But that's good weather. That's okay. Well,
what's the menu item? Now you got our attention.
It's like a Reuben burger.
I've had that. Like,
it's got like Thousand Island on it. It's sauerkraut, and it's really early. That's so embarrassing.
Seven West used to have a Reuben. I don't know if they still do. They're changing their menu, too, I think.
Oh.
That's something I should look into.
Seven West?
Yeah.
I love Seven West.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Delicious. B105. All right, Lauren's cutting the lowdown. Which story are we going to start with?
Okay, we will start with Florida Georgia Line.
Okay, hold on. I got to make sure I got this right now. Okay. Breaking news.
So, rumor has it they are officially reuniting. And
I said this was news, not a rumor.
Well, let me explain myself. Okay. So, yesterday I was just minding my own business at work. They changed their cover photo on Facebook. It says FGL LFG for Let's Freaking Go.
Whoa, I was careful there.
Yeah. I don't even want to say that part, but people are probably like, what does that mean? So then billboards have been popping up in Nashville as well. Same day yesterday, one popped up. It has an orange and a peach, the Spotify logo, and a house. Well, the Spotify house is a huge part of CMA Fest. And so people think that based on all of these clues, they're going to reunite and do that. That's huge. That is like one of the biggest parts of CMA Fest, aside from Nissan Stadium. So this could just be the beginning of their reunion, but they said they were not going to reunite until next year, if that, because they said they had healing to do and things like that.
Well, maybe they already healed faster than expected.
And then also the schedule for the Spotify house, it says surprise performance 11:30 p.m. on Friday. So
okay. We'll see.
We will see. Excited about that. Morgan Wallen, he has acknowledged his piano incident in a very Morgan Wallen way. So he shared a small clip on social media. He's wearing headphones. It looks like he's backstage. And he's like in front of a piano. And he's like, well, they told me this was working, but that's what they told me last night. And then the caption says, can't you tell I'm distraught over my piano? So he's kind of acknowledging it in his own way. Some people were like, that was weird that he did that. That's kind of like put a bad taste in their mouth. Other people thought it was funny, just Morgan being Morgan. So I don't really know what the point is that he's trying to get across here, but
Morgan Wallen plays piano, obviously.
Right.
Does he play guitar too?
He plays the guitar.
I don't know.
Yeah, he plays the guitar.
Probably rhythm guitar.
Not sure. Yeah, but anyways, and then if you want to see that, go to B105Country.com, decipher it for yourself. And then stay tuned for your Megan Maroney code at 8:20.
Okay, that's coming up yet today. Thank you very much. Tyler Hubbard, Dancing in the Country. Okay, so here's a question. If they are getting back together, are they going to perform their solo songs that they've done since they've split up, Florida Georgia Line?
That's a good question. I feel like they have so many hits, they probably won't, but who knows?
Well, I mean, 5'9" is a good one. Dancing in the Country is a good one.
And then Brian doesn't have any.
He's got the beach cowboy thing.
He has his own vibe, for sure, yeah.
I mean, he'll play that at concerts and stuff, I'm sure, right? That could be the start of the next rift between the two of them.
No.
They're not
stop.
Even back together yet.
I never thought they'd even talk again because that whole thing was so crazy. So,
hey, tell the story about yesterday how you heard that Luke Combs was in Canada, so you rushed to the website.
No.
How far away was it?
This is not the right, no. So I was on Facebook. My algorithm is a lot of Luke Combs, and like for some reason a Luke Combs fan club popped up, and it was like selling my tickets to see Luke in Canada. I know Canada's a big place, but I was like, well, I have no plans this weekend, and I miss Luke. So I was like, what if it's just like 6 hours away? Which Thunder Bay is like 4, so that wouldn't really make sense. But in my heart, I wanted it to be true, so I Googled it, and it was like, it was a day and 5 hours away. So
you can fly.
Yeah, well,
7:10 laugh-off. Here we go.
Should I go first?
Yeah.
Okay. Why did the strawberry cry? Found himself in a jam.
Classic strawberry joke.
Really cute, yeah. Right.
Did you know 3 conspiracy theorists walk into a bar? Now, you can't tell me that's a coincidence.
I like it. It's funny. I'll give you that.
Conspiracy theories going on lately.
Yeah.
On that one. All right, this one is from Megan. Lots of Megans on the show lately. Megan with her joke.
What did one tomato say to the other tomato during a race? Catch up.
Cute. Here for it.
What did one peanut say to the other peanut? No, what did one... Darn it. What did one nut say to the other nut? I'm going to cash you.
You remember tell that? This joke every week.
No.
I feel like you've had better jokes than that, but I feel like you...
That's a cute one.
Yeah, that's a cute one. Whatever makes you happy, it's great.
Thank you for giving me that freedom. That's the 7:10 laugh-off. We got a half a minute win it with Blackhawk tickets coming up next. B105. Parmalee Cowgirl on B105. It is the Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren, and let's play half a minute to win it. We got to tear a pair of Blackhawk tickets. Mm-hmm. There we go.
We do.
And this is coming up on what, June 11th?
June 11th, a week from tomorrow, and I'll give you a little hint ahead of time. Ken, you're a big breakfast person. It's National Egg Day today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite type of egg? Prepared egg.
I like it when it's a little runny.
So fried over...
I don't know what that would be called. Over easy?
Well, over easy is pretty runny.
Yeah, I like over easy.
Okay.
Sunny scrambled sometimes.
What about sunny side up?
Yeah.
That's where you just crack the egg in a pan and fry it with the yolk on top and you never flip it.
I basically like eggs all the way, as long as they're not cold. Or on like pizza, because I don't think that sounds good.
Eggs on pizza.
Well breakfast pizza. My husband loves that, and I'm like, don't bring that near me.
Okay, well, that sounds like a marital problem. Anyway, okay, 727-B105, we got Blackhawk tickets right now. So call up, good luck, play half a minute to win it here on B105, 724. Good luck, Jason Aldean and Carrie Underwood, If I Didn't Love You. B105. Okay, tickets to Blackhawk coming up a week from tomorrow, right?
Yep, June 11th, yeah. Deck Symphony Hall.
Yeah, let's play half a minute to win it. And we're talking eggs today. Why are we talking about eggs today?
Because it's National Egg Day.
Oh.
So I was like...
And we don't have any eggs around here.
We don't need... There are some things that don't need to be brought into the office, you know? So.
Egg salad sandwich?
I mean...
That sounds kind of good.
I mean, it does sound good, but I don't think you need to, like, cook eggs.
Deviled eggs?
You know? Deviled eggs, yeah.
Well, we had somebody... We had people that cooked eggs. They would make hard-boiled eggs every day.
Yeah, I just think there are certain things.
Yeah.
But anyways...
Let's see what we got here. Let's go to the phone with caller 5. Hello, B105. Who's this?
Joey.
Joey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Doing great. Okay, we got Blackhawk tickets on the line. And Lauren, what's the category? What are we going to do today?
Okay, can you name 5 types of ways that you can... eat eggs or cook eggs, I guess I should say.
Five ways you can consume eggs. Well, that might be a challenge. I don't know.
I think Joey's got it.
All right, Joey, go ahead. You got 30 seconds. Give us 5 different types of eggs.
Hard-boiled, scrambled, fried, sunny side up, and over easy.
Sure, that'll work. Yeah, I was ready to jump in there with poached eggs.
I have a list here, and I was ready to help you out. Yes, poached was what I was going to say too.
What other ones do we have on the list?
Okay, I have like a little cheat sheet here. Baked omelet
eggs.
Form.
Omelet, yeah.
Soft scrambled. You got it, Joey.
Okay, yeah, we're good. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, enjoy your time. Okay, hang on. That's great. Now I'm hungry for deviled eggs.
They always hit.
Yeah, I made deviled. When was the last time I made deviled eggs? It was Easter. I made a ton of deviled eggs, and we ate a ton of deviled eggs. Oh, my goodness. You know, I got a little trick with deviled eggs.
Okay.
Just put a little bit when you're making a little thing.
You've mentioned this before, but I forgot.
Have I? I don't remember mentioning it. A little bit of vinegar in it.
Okay.
Or pickle juice, just a little bit. Okay. A little bit of a zip to it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like if I'm going to eat deviled eggs, I'm going to have to make them. You know,
you don't trust
when
other
they're
people.
At like when they're at a potluck or something, and they're just like spitting out. But sounds good.
Right. Okay. Deviled eggs.
Go celebrate National Egg Day.
I would love to right now, but I'm going to stick
it
around.
It is too early, and we have things to do.
I know, but I mean, we get the lyric over there. Get an omelet.
That's true.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, we'll have more coming up for you. Lauren's love advice at 7:40 today, so stick around for that and more next on B105. Okay, Lauren's love advice.
Lay it on me.
I'm your guest advisor.
Advisor, okay. Yep.
Sure. All right. These are smart women who rarely get their hearts broken. Notice subtle red flags early on. This is according to Your Tango, Revolutionizing Your Relationships. So,
all right.
See what you understand if you agree. Number one, red flag, poor communication.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just general.
Yeah, like if they don't talk to you for a few days or something, or they just like only talk to you on Snapchat, I feel like that's a red flag.
Yeah, that means they might not be able to commit to a full relationship.
Right.
So
yeah.
As an early subtle red flag. Avoiding conversations about past partners. I mean, yeah, you shouldn't always talk about your ex, but if you have questions or, you know, how many serious relationships you've been in and they don't want to answer that could be a red flag, right?
Yeah, and I think like if they are bringing up their ex a lot, that's a red flag. Also how they talk about their ex, because if they're bashing their ex, that would be not cute.
Excessive flattery.
Okay.
Smart women look out for the excessive flattery man displays in the early stages of the relationship. It means they're not genuine.
That would be like love bombing. If they're laying it on too thick.
Love bombing where it's just, okay. Not taking accountability, narcissistic tendencies with that, okay. This one is huge. Being disrespectful to others like wait staff or...
Ew.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that.
Emphasizing physical attraction. It's only skin deep then, right?
Yeah, I mean, you should think they're cute, but you shouldn't focus
on
that.
Shouldn't focus only on that, right?
Right.
Inability to handle conflict.
Mm.
So, okay. If you haven't, if you're not able to talk through something early on, it's not going to get any better.
Right.
Right.
Right. Right.
Constantly needing validation. If they feel insecure about your affection for them, they are going to want you to constantly be complimenting them or... You know, validating that your feelings, right?
Yeah, if it's constant, that's a lot. You should let them know you like them, but...
Right. Okay, 2 more. Secretive behavior.
Yeah, that is a huge red flag.
Right. So, like, if they don't like to show you what's your phone, or they get nervous when you're, you know, doing stuff like that, or you're around, or, like, they pick up your phone to look at something, you're like, wait, whoa, 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 you know, what are you hiding?
Right.
And then number 10, unbalanced effort in really any aspect of the relationship.
That's
so,
true.
A lot to look out for. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. It's probably really tough out there.
Probably, yeah. Well, you know, you've been off the market for quite a while.
I have, thank goodness. Because if I wasn't, I don't think I'd even try. Because it's like, it's just terrifying out there. It's terrifying. Like one of my best friends, I will not say her name. She doesn't even try because she's like, it's just horrifying. And I'm like, I completely get it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's like, I'm not even going to try.
She's given up on love, huh?
I wouldn't say she's given up on love, but like what you have to go through and like dating right sure. now and everything. She's just like, I'll buy my own meal. I was like, I get that. I support
that.
Well,
if you're going on dates just for a free meal, too, that's something that...
Well, I didn't mean like it's just not even worth it, you know?
Gotcha. Okay.
There you go.
Lauren's love advice.
Ken's love advice today. Thank you.
Right.
Fun
just,
stuff.
Just trying to pitch in around here.
I love it.
A little bit. Okay.
It's great.
Luke Combs, Beer Never... Country Lowdown on B105. Sorry, I put you on the spot.
No, that's
here.
Okay, because I was already, you know, on B105country.com. So let's talk about Riley Green. He has been doing a lot of press because he was just on Marshall's, just announced a new album coming out here in a few months. And he was asked basically, like, how did The Voice come about? Because he will be joining The Voice this fall.
It's going to be huge
30.
For him.
Absolutely. Yeah. So he said that it really wasn't on his radar. He's like, I am already so busy. But he obviously couldn't say no. So he said he was in L.A. doing a show at the Grammy Museum. And somebody had mentioned to him that there was some slight interest there. But they always look at so many artists, right?
Sure.
And he said that what this person said was, like, they want somebody to kind of fill the Blake Shelton role of, like, being funny and humorous. And so he did a little Q&A before the show, and he's like, I got to show my personality, and then it kind of snowballed from there. Because when you think of Riley Green, I guess you don't really think funny.
Well, that's not the image he's trying to portray. He's kind of like, you know, mysterious, silent, strong, silent type, maybe.
Right, so he got to show that side of him, and that kind of led him to being a more serious candidate. And then he said he also went on Jimmy Fallon, where he taught Jimmy how to do a duck call.
Yeah, I remember that.
And that also was kind of reminiscent of, like, you know, the fun that Blake brought to the show. So
sure.
He said those two things got me the job. Has not started filming yet, but I'm excited. I'm excited to see Riley Green.
Well, the whole thought behind it, why they have different artists from different genres of music, is so that you bring in more of a
right.
listening or a viewership audience, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Bring their fans into the show.
Yeah, so looking forward to that. And then Ella Langley, she just did a special show at the Grand Ole Opry. And before that, she talked to People. And what I loved about the interview was she just seems like so authentic, you know? Like, she's open about her mental health. She's open about everything she's going through. So a few tidbits I took from it. She said that the more famous she becomes, the more she's looking forward to, like, the next phase of her life. She's like, right now I'm giving everything to my career. This is what I've always wanted. And she says, but what kind of gets me through is knowing that one day I'm going to be settling down and kind of have a more human version of my life. And this is allowing me to do that down the road.
Sure.
I thought that was interesting.
Right.
You know, she also said that she's still finding her footing. And she's like, I hope never to have any missteps. But she's like, people are listening to my music. That was always my goal. And she said right now, with everything being thrown at her, she just wants to look back one day and be like, I gave it everything I had, and I was authentic the entire time. And I was open the entire time about how we're all just winging it every single day.
Right.
So knowing Ella's winging it, that makes me feel better.
Yeah.
You know?
Right,
we're all winging it.
Yeah, I mean, she's very successful, but she also had to take that long break. You know, like you talked about her mental
right.
health. Remember, she took that canceler. Sam on Outskirts on B105. It's Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. And this is, you know, your angel sometimes is an animal. This one,
it is.
Today our jerk is a bird. This is happening in Scotland. A parakeet is blamed for thousands of dollars in damages to cars. It was a pet parakeet. It escaped. And it has an obsession with the rubber seals on car windows, you know, like that keep the wind out and stuff. So this parakeet goes and methodically takes chunks of the rubber seal out of cars. Mm-hmm. It's caused thousands of dollars in damage, multiple cars, and it's doing it all over town.
I kind of love this.
There'd be some way to catch that, right?
You know, I was in my car after my long run on Saturday, and I kept hearing, like, little feet, like a little tapping on the top of my car, and I'm like, what's going on? It was a seagull, lake gull, whatever you want to call it. And I was like, get off my car.
It was just sitting there?
It was tap-tapping on the roof, and I was
tap-tap-tap-dancing seagulls.
Yeah, and I was like, what are you doing?
Where was that at? Where was your run? Were you by the lake?
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, that's
I know. So I don't really like birds, but...
It's those tourists feeding them, yeah. You know? And then they become these monster birds.
That's one animal I'm not going to feed, you know?
A gull.
A gull, no, yeah.
A seagull. We have somebody here at work that if you say seagull, they say it's not a seagull.
I know, that's why I said lake gull, because I don't want to be corrected later.
Okay. Are you okay?
I don't want to hear about it.
I know. Toby Keith, I love this bar on B105, and we've got some angel with Lauren giving us a good story on a sunny, a nice, warm Wednesday.
Yeah, you know, I want to say that I would do this. I think I would. But a cyclist was reunited with his lost wallet that had $500 in it. You probably shouldn't carry $500 of cash in your wallet, but this happened in Nebraska, and the cyclist was biking, got home, realized he lost his wallet. Obviously, it had all of his credit cards, debit cards, things like that. Well, a different cyclist saw the wallet, saw the driver's license, and instead of pocketing the money, was able to track him down, find him on social media so they could meet and return the wallet. Now, the owner of the wallet did offer him a reward, but he's like, nope, I don't want that. He said, but I did want to teach my, you know, kids the value of doing good and doing the right thing.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
I wouldn't feel right taking somebody else's money.
Agreed.
You know?
Yeah.
But still, $500.
That's a lot.
Who carries that around with them?
Right.
I don't even have any form of payment on me right now because debit card expired and I got a new one like a month and a half ago, but I can't find it. And if I go and say it was lost and they cancel that one, and I don't, all my payments are tied to it. So I'm really in a conundrum here. It's a conundrum.
Aren't your payments tied to your bank account routing number, not your debit card?
Some of them are to the debit card. Some of them are to the routing number. And the other thing is that Apple Pay on my phone still works because that's not expired.
Yeah, so just do that.
But not every place takes it. So, like, I can't go to Walmart.
I think you can now.
Do they take that now?
I believe I was reading that they do.
Okay.
Well, you got to get that figured out.
That's next week's problems. We won't worry about it till then. Hey, the less I can spend, the less I can,
I feel like I don't want that to happen to me, but that would be the only way I could.
Justin, more time sticking on B105. Okay, so this is going to have to, I'll tell you the whole story, Breakfast Club Confessions on Friday. But
okay.
I ended up getting a fishing lure stuck in my tree yesterday, and it's still stuck in the tree. And it's a spoon with a treble hook, so I'm really worried it's going to come down and the dog's going to get into it.
Interesting.
The reason I have a fishing lure stuck in my tree is because I have a Widowmaker up there. It's just this branch that's hanging down that's big enough it could hurt. It's right above my daughter's soccer net. So what I was trying to do is trying to fish for it because it's too high to reach.
Right.
And then I got it caught in the wrong branch and I tried to pull it off and then the line snapped and now I got a fishing lure hanging over the head.
I feel like that's very you though, you know?
Yeah.
It screams serious fisherman, so. Don't give my husband any ideas because I feel like he'll be doing that next. Just for like decor, though.
I almost got it. And then I took it and then I cast again and then it went the wrong one.
Yeah.
And then I was worried, like I couldn't see where it was.
Yeah.
And of course the sun was right above it. So I'm like, oh gosh, where is this? And then I was worried it landed in my neighbor's yard. So I'm like looking over the fence and then I realized, well, they probably think I'm some kind of creep. And I'm like, oh, it's just this. I had a day yesterday.
Well, a new day today.
I gotta get that fishing lure back. It's a nice spoon. It's worth a lot of money. It's like a $5 spoon. You know?
I have faith that you can get it down.
We'll see.
Make your stepson do it. I mean, he's like 9 feet tall.
He's not 9 feet tall. He's 6.5 feet tall or something like that.
He's very tall. He can absolutely do it.
Yeah, I put him on a lot. Yeah, you know, it's a good point. He probably could reach it.
Exactly.
Right, okay. Well, we got plans today. All right, B105 Workday Kickoff. We're doing that next here. B105, okay, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a terrific Wednesday. We're halfway through the week.
Have a great Wednesday.
See you tomorrow, Lauren.
See you tomorrow.
You're going to be here.
Why would you ask me that? Well, unless, I don't know, I hope so.
Yeah.